The red woman walked round the fire three times, praying once in the speech of a Shai, once in High Valyrian, and once in the common tongue. Davos understood only the last.
"Relor, come to us in our darkness," she called. "Lord of Light, we offer you these false gods, these seven who are one, and him the enemy. Take them and cast your light upon us, for the night is dark and full of terrors."
Queen Selyse echoed the words. Beside her, Stannis watched impassively, his jaw hard as stone under the blue-black shadow of his tight-cropped beard. He had dressed more richly than was his wont, as if for the Sept. Dragonstone's Sept had been where Aegon the Conqueror knelt to pray the night before he sailed. That had not saved it from the Queen's men. They had overturned the altars, pulled down the statues, and smashed the stained glass with war hammers. Sept and Bar could only curse them. But Sir Hubbard Rampton led his three sons to the Sept to defend their gods. The Ramptons had slain four of the Queen's men before the others overwhelmed them. Afterward, Gunsir Sunglass, mildest and most pious of lords, told Stannis he could no longer support his claim. Now he shared a sweltering cell with the Septon and Sir Hubbard's two surviving sons. The other lords had not been slow to take the lesson.